Hey guys, welcome to another fabulous episode of In Your Head with yours truly, Chris Medina. It is a solo episode today, so it's just you and I. Hopefully everybody is doing well. Hopefully everybody is back up to speed. Mercury is no longer retrograde. It is finally fucking direct. You guys can relax. You guys can get back to doing you. You guys can stop bitching and complaining about Mercury retrograde. It is no longer retrograde anymore. It is finally direct. So hopefully you guys got something good out of it. I know I did. I mentioned this before. I am very good with Pisces energy. My moon is in Pisces, so I work very well with that type of energy. I know what to expect. So this retrograde really didn't do enough on me like it should or like it does most of the time. If anything, it kind of brought back things that I thought were done and over with, or that I wasn't hearing back from and I was just going to let go. So I was finally able to tie up any loose ends that I needed to when it came to projects that were outstanding or people that I was waiting to hear back on. This retrograde really, really boosted everything back into fruition or back into the game here. So I was completely happy with it. Love the fact that it was retrograde, especially in the sign of Pisces, especially in my second house. So to me, it was great. Now that it's direct, everything is kind of going back full speed the way that it should be here. I'm up and running again. Diet is kicking ass. I'm working out. I know that you guys see my Instagram. I'm posting a lot more shit of me in the gym, kind of working everything out, doing me. I have just a few more or a couple more weeks to get my shit together for these pictures. I'm going to do everything I possibly can to get me where I need to be. No more fucking excuses. No more holding myself back. No more fucking talking the talk but not walking the walk. I'm fully committed to this diet, fully committed to the exercise, fully committed to the fact that I needed to retake my pictures and do all the stuff that I need to get done here in order to take me to the next step or the next level or the next phase here, whatever you want to call it, that's where I'm headed. So I enjoyed this Mercury retrograde. It did me justice. I don't know about you guys, but now that it's direct, you guys get back to normal lives, figure out what the lesson was, what it wanted you to go back and reflect on. It doesn't hurt, again, like I said before, to take some downtime, to get to know yourself, to look back and see all that you've accomplished from step A all the way to step M, wherever you are now. Take a good look back at yourself and realize all the hard work that you put into yourself, all the hard work you put into your life, all the things that you've accomplished over this short time here, and just be proud of yourself. You don't have to dwell there and stick there forever. Just take a real good look at yourself and give yourself a pat on the back. It is much needed. Again, we always look for other people to give us that big up. I want you to look in the mirror and I want you to own yourself and I want you to own your power. I want you to own where you are in your life right now. And if you are not happy in the space that you're in right now, do something about it. The cards fall in your lap. Everything is at your fucking reach here. Apply yourself. Do what you need to do to get yourself out of the slump and keep rising above everything. Do not become stagnant. Do not sit still for too long here. Again, this Mercury retrograde, it sounds like I'm fully empowered, which I am. I loved it. It was a great retrograde for me. Everything that's direct now is the way that I want it to be. I'm still achieving shit. I'm still going after more and more and more. I will not stop until I get to where I need to be. And even then, I don't even know if I'll stop. So again, this energy, I hope is contagious. I hope you feel this. I hope you rock with it. Anything that is holding you fucking back, get rid of that shit. Get rid of that way of thinking. I know during this time, during the retrograde, my readings were just off the fucking hook. I had so many people reaching out. It was a very, very busy time for me. I didn't have enough time to check in with friends or hang out or do what I normally do. I know a lot of people were asking where the fuck I was at. I just was doing me. I was absorbing all the energy. I was digging my fucking readings. I was connecting with a lot more people. I was having meetings regarding business, regarding, again, the next phase, the next step. All signs pointed back to me and taking myself to the next level when it comes to my image and putting myself out there. Again, I am steady talking shit about changing the way that I look here, and I'm going to fucking do it this time around. I'm tired of fucking talking to people about it and it not coming into fruition. I know that I spent some time with Nikki. I was picking her brain. I was picking Marissa's brain over the weekend, and I got a lot of great feedback. I love my friends. I love the advice that they give. I'm really going to do everything, like I said, to get myself where I need to be. No more fucking excuses. So going back to the readings real fast, so many people were reaching out during this retrograde and kind of feeling like they were stuck. I crack up every fucking time because that's exactly what Mercury retrograde is. It is a time to slow the fuck down. So I was asking all the clients that I had, why are you so stagnant, or why aren't you moving in the direction that you want to move in? And their famous answer was, I don't know which way to go. I don't know what I want to do. Well, that is a you problem. That is a question you need to ask yourself. I can give you direction and or guidance in what you need to do, but if it's a futuristic type hit, I do not want to manipulate your mind into thinking a certain way about where you should go when you're not ready to hear it yet. Because during the time that it takes you to get to where you need to be, to where you are now, there's a lot of lessons in between. There's a lot of things that you need to experience, you need to go through, a lot of shit that needs to fall off, a lot of realizations coming into play here. So you are not ready at that time to hear a futuristic type hit. That is not a cop-out because I can't read it here. I just don't want to jump lessons. I want you to take full advantage of the fact that you are being asked to slow down. You are being asked to go within and figure out what it is that you want to do. Again, I could provide the guidance, I could provide the insight to you, but you need to figure out where you want to fucking go. This is your life. Do not depend on the advice, the wisdom, or the insight of a psychic, a therapist, a medium, whoever it is that you're going to seek your guidance from. Do not depend on their every single word, because at the end of the day, it takes you to get your ass up and do what you need to do and put yourself where you need to be. Again, we could be your cheerleaders. We can cheer you on. We can tell you if there's any roadblocks in your way or anything that you need to work on prior to getting there, but make no fucking mistake. The work belongs to you. At the end of the day, it is your feet that are going to get you to where you need to be, your arms that are going to take and accept the opportunities that are coming your way, and your mind that needs to be made up on the path that you want to go down. Again, when it's retrograde or just in general here, it's always a good thing to take a step back and do some reflecting. Figure out if you like where you're at in life. Figure out if you've accomplished what it is that you need to accomplish. Kind of look at it as a mini Saturn return. Do that on a monthly basis. Stop at least once a month. I would ask that you do it more than just once a month, but sometimes people are so busy with their everyday lives that they get caught up in bullshit that they don't really have the time to dig deep and to go within a lot or have the luxury to sit there and think and ponder what their next step is. But again, if you're one of those people that is always on the go, that doesn't have time, try to give yourself at least one day a month to go within and check to see where you're at. Again, if you don't like where you're at, figure out how you can get yourself out of that mess or how you can take yourself to the next level. But make no mistake, reflecting is the biggest thing you can do for yourself. Be proud of your accomplishments, where you're at, who you are at this space and time here, because it doesn't fucking last. And I want you to enjoy yourself in the present time. And again, give yourself the credit that you need. Take a real good look at your look. Are you happy with your image? Are you happy with the look that you have, the clothes that you're wearing? If not, don't be afraid to switch things up and venture out of your comfort zone. Again, take full advantage of the fact that you are taking a good look at yourself and realizing what it is that you need to change here, because you have the power to do it. Again, I don't want to get all hokey or love and light on this episode here, but so many people are reaching out and it's bothering the shit out of me that not enough people are taking the time to think about what they want to do, and they want the easy route, that they want that easy pill. They want somebody to direct them and guide them to where they need to be or tell them what they need to be doing. That's not how life is. That is a robot. That is a sheep. That is a sheeple. That is exactly how people are being conditioned to think, is that they need the advice or they need to take the word of somebody else because they don't have the time to think for themselves. That is fucking bullshit. You are still human at the end of the day with your own mind, your own life, your own way of living, your own path. Stop depending on other people to dig you out of your fucking mess. Take the time and do what you need to do to get yourself out of it. Fix your life. Again, I could be here to help guide. I could be here to mentor you. I can be here to be your support system, but you got to take the steps. You got to get up and you got to do the work. So again, that's what that Mercury retrograde did for me. A lot of repeat clients coming back, checking in, which I like. A good majority of them were not stuck. It was kind of like, I'm just checking back in. I had a reading with you about a year ago. Everything you said came into fruition. I just kind of want to see what you see next for me here. I feel different. And I'm telling you right now, these readings that I've had where people are telling me that they feel different, I picked up that they felt different even before they mentioned it, just by looking at their picture. And this one was really trippy because looking at a picture is completely different than hearing somebody's voice. So my guides were kind of like, okay, look at the picture, but listen to her voice or his voice when they get on the phone. And I'm like, what do you mean? Is it going to be weird? Is it going to be different? They're like, no, pay attention to the enthusiasm in their voice. Pay attention to how excited they are in their voice. Immediately when they pick up the phone, they say hello. And I'm like, hello, is so-and-so there? I can hear the sound of their voice, and there was something different. I'm not going to lie. I'm not trying to feed into my own head or what my guides are telling me here, but every one of those people that reached back out had changed something about themselves. So one of the girls that reached out, I had told her, I was like, wow, your energy is completely different. And I'm going to shit on her because she is a Virgo. And you know how I feel about Virgos. And I'm always fucking talking shit. But this one was really, really hopeful. She sounded so different. She sounded like she was ready to make the changes that she needed to make. She was actually going through her fucking Saturn return right now. So hearing what she had to say and all the lessons that she was going through fell very much in line where she was at. I had told her that I would keep going, honor the energy. I told her the next step that I see happening for her is her look starting to change. She's going to take more pride and more time with her image and the way that she's presenting herself here. So I bigged her up. I had told her, do not stop until you get to where you need to be. And even then, keep on going. Her love life was a little kind of iffy there. She was having some issues with that. I had told her to live in the fucking moment, to disconnect when it comes to being social versus the one-on-ones, practice more time being more intimate with people, hang out with friends a little bit more. If you're having problems connecting with the opposite sex, or you're not connecting with somebody on a relationship level or a romantic level because you feel awkward or you feel weird, try having more one-on-ones with friends. Try not to be so social or have a lot of people around. Focus more on your one-on-one relationship so you can start realizing where you need to work on, or kind of figure out what makes you nervous, why you stop yourself at a certain spot in a conversation. Don't be afraid to kind of take notes and figure out what's going on with you here. Again, practice on your girlfriends or your guy friends, whoever it is that that's around that you feel comfortable with, to have a one-on-one with. Because again, a lot of times people are more comfortable, well, a good majority of the time people are more comfortable in a social setting than doing one-on-ones here. I'm comfortable doing both. I like my social settings, but I definitely love my one-on-ones. So I had told my client to practice one-on-ones with her girlfriends or anybody that she feels comfortable having a one-on-one, and do it at least twice a week where she's connecting one-on-one there so she can brush up on her skills, so that way she doesn't feel so awkward when she goes out on a date and has to connect with somebody of the opposite sex or someone that she's romantically involved with here. That was my advice to her. But going back to her journey, her path, and where she's at now, this girl is fucking kicking ass. I felt it over the phone. I had told her, I mean, I told you guys before, I do a lot of follow-up calls. I may not get to everybody because I have such a large, oh my God, so many fucking people are reaching out for readings, and to do follow-ups for everybody is really, really hard to get back to everybody, trying to do those plus do the regular readings that I do. But I had advised this girl to check back with me by May. I wanted to make sure she kept up the fucking energy and that she wasn't falling behind here. I had told her to be realistic with this and to remember that just because you're having a very positive life right now and you feel good here, make no mistake, the devil's always in the details. He will always throw a wrench in your works to test to see how you are emotionally here. It is how you handle the emotional part of it that tells you where you're at here. So keep it up. Do not fall victim to it. Do not go back and repeat old patterns. Do not fall back into an old way of thinking here. Kind of keep the energy flowing. Kind of keep yourself upbeat. Do what you need to do to keep yourself moving forward here. Again, ask yourself at the end of the day, is this a feeling that I should really be having? Is it a rational feeling? Is it something that really pertains to me? Or am I picking up the energy from somebody else? Or am I just attached to something that I shouldn't be attached to? Do not be afraid to ask yourselves those questions. And if you find yourself taking on the energy of somebody else or the problem of somebody else, disconnect from that shit right away. It has nothing to do with you. I'm not telling you that you cannot be empathetic or be sympathetic to a friend's problems or a family member's problems, but that's exactly what they are. Those are their problems. They are not your problems. You could be supportive, but do not let their feelings infiltrate your fucking life and take away from you or put you in a spot that you do not need to be in because you're just feeling empathetic towards them, or you're being empathic towards your feelings. Stop that fucking bullshit. Own your life. Do what you need to do to make yourself happy and to take yourself to the next level here. Do not bring on any excess baggage here. So that's what I was telling her. I was making sure that she understood that, again, just because you're having positive days doesn't mean you're going to have them every single day here. I'm not trying to throw a wrench in her works or be negative here. I just want her to realize that when the negativity comes into play, to be ready for it, so that way she's prepared, she knows how to handle it, she knows what to do, and she's not reverting back to old ways. So it has been a really good retrograde, and the fact that it's direct now, I'm still digging the fucking energy. I got so much shit I want to talk to you about when it comes to me and what I'm doing here. I got so many different things coming up when it comes to the podcast. I have different guests that are coming on here. I wanted to give a special thank you to my soul brother, my really good friend, Ryan Bailey. Thank you so much for coming on and doing you. Thank you for being the first male guest, aside from Jay, because Jay is In Your Head family, to come on and do you on In Your Head podcast. I got so much great feedback when it came to your episode. I had women Check this the fuck out, you guys. I had women reaching out to me, asking if I could package Ryan up and send him to them. I had people from different countries reaching out, asking if they could have Ryan. Ryan's episode fucking resonated with everybody, especially women out there. They were fucking loving him. They loved his vulnerability. They loved how honest and raw and how upfront he was here. Thank you so much, Ryan, for coming on and doing you. I knew that it was going to be a fucking hit. Can't wait to get on your show. Can't wait to have you back on for part two. You're just an amazing fucking friend and amazing soul. So fucking blessed to have you in my life. My second thank you goes out to Simone Matthews, aka War Baby. She was my true crime expert that I had on my last episode. Love that woman so much. That day that we recorded was the second time that I really had the opportunity to speak with her. We go back and forth on social media a lot, but it's not quite the same. It's not like when you actually talk to somebody in a real life and you get that feeling for who they are. You look into their eyes, you share those laughs, and just connect with somebody like that. She is an amazing soul. She is a Cancer. Oh no, she's a Pisces Cancer, with just an amazing soul, just an amazing energy. I love who she is. I love the funny part about her. Jay loved the shit out of her. That is his people. She is half Black, half Vietnamese. Jay loved that shit. Like Simone said, real recognizes real. She recognized her people, which was Jay. We had a great fucking time. We had a little too much to drink that night that we recorded, but we had a great time. Mercury was definitely retrograde at that time, and it was in full effect. It fucked up her episode, so I'm definitely having her come back on to do a part two and speak more about the true crime stuff. There was a lot more shit that I wanted to go into detail about, but again, this was the second time that I met her. I didn't want to go too balls to the wall when it came to it here, so definitely want to have her back on and hear what she has to say about certain topics here. But yeah, that is fucking fascinating to me, to be able to do a podcast where you're talking about kids that murder or kids that kill. There was a couple of stories that I wanted to share on that episode with you guys that was personal to me. I know kids that are like born evil. And that was one of the things that Simone and I were talking about, was, you know, kids that were born evil versus kids that become a product of their environment. And it could be a combination of both when it came to how I grew up and the things that I saw, but I definitely have encountered children that were born evil. There was just something about them that was just disconnected. I get asked a lot, you know, being a psychic medium, doing what you do, have you ever encountered evil? Have you ever encountered an evil person or an evil entity? Knock on wood, nothing too out of the norm. I've dreamt more about evil shit than I've encountered it. I've definitely encountered evil people that had bad juju on them. I'm not just talking about people that were like dark energy or like that girl that I was telling you that was making up the shit that she was going through. Nothing like that. I've actually encountered people that were evil. Their souls were evil. They had bad intention written all over them. But I've never encountered a evil ghost or something that was shady or ominous like that. I mean, the occasional, you know, knocks on the wall and the trippy phone calls and the bad energy that I feel or the ghost that I feel around there. I don't know how I would deal with it if it was an evil spirit. You know, like a possession. I don't know. I'm going to tell you straight up. I don't know how I would do with that shit. It would probably scare the living shit out of me. I do not want to take that energy home with me. But yeah, trip out on that. Child killers. So another topic I want to touch on is people always ask me all the time about growing up psychic. How was it? How does it feel? And people always tell me that I skate over that topic. It's not that I do that on purpose. I just don't know how else to talk about it without sounding like it's normal. And that's my problem with it, is that to me, it's normal. A lot of people are like, no, that's so intriguing. It's so fascinating. You know, why do you downplay it? Honestly, like I said, growing up psychic, growing up a medium, it's just what I was used to. It's something that I did on a daily basis. I've always heard my guides speak to me. I've always felt energy around me. As I got older and I got past my teens, this is more like going into the age of 20, 21 there. I'm getting a lot of clients that reach out that are around that age that are going through some shit. This is where, again, you're transitioning from a teenager into a young adult. Your mindset is starting to change. You're starting to become more aware of life's problems, life's issues, everyday world type of shit, your finances, finally having to go out there and work and own your own shit and take care of yourself. A lot of times people get stressed out to the point where they fucking lose it. I want to share a very personal story. By the age of like 19, 20, 21, right before I had my daughter, I was feeling out of it. I was definitely heavily involved in the psychic stuff and the medium stuff. That's when I was doing the spell work, the witchcraft, all that stuff there. A lot of that energy was just unbearable. It was too much. I was picking up on everything, the intention of people, picking up on ghost energy, picking up on my own self and people around me, and just everything that was going on. It became too fucking much for me. It was to the point where I felt like I was going crazy. Not like I was hearing voices that were telling me to do bad things, but I just could not quiet my fucking mind long enough to get a thought in for myself or to absorb what it was that I was going through. It was out of control. I kind of felt like Carrie. I'm not going to lie. That movie Carrie, that Stephen King movie where she just like loses it. That's how I was feeling. It even got to the point where I went and checked myself in at the doctor's. I went to go see my PCP, or the urgent care, and I had told him that I feel like I need to be committed into a mental institution. Like, I just need, there's something wrong with me. I feel like I'm going crazy. I feel like there's something off with me. I don't know how to handle it. They did look at me like I was crazy. They put me in a room by myself. They closed the lights. They told me to get some rest and to relax there for a second, and that they were going to they would come back to see how I was doing. I think they even gave me like a Valium, something to calm me down with. So I sat in that room and I was crying. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this is where my life is going. Keep in mind, you guys, up until that point, like from the age of 14 all the way up until the age of 20, my life was very fucking fast. I've mentioned this before. I lived a very fast-paced life. I did a lot of things in a short period of time. I experimented with drugs. I was having sex at this time. I was doing all kinds of horrible things, just figuring out who I was and where I wanted to go in the world and figuring out my power and what I was capable of doing. And again, it got to be a little bit out of control. So fast forward again to being in this doctor's office. I remember this nurse, she was a Hispanic nurse. She came in to check to see how I was doing. She walked in there, the lights were still off. She wanted to keep it dark in there. And she was very, very sweet. She was very caring. She almost had like a grandmother type energy. She was a little bit older. She had walked in and she asked how I was feeling. I started crying immediately. She grabbed me, started hugging me. She told me that there was nothing wrong with me and that she even closed the door and she was like, I need to tell you something really fast here. She thought I can get in trouble for saying this. She thought, but I need to talk to you. And I was like, what's the matter? And she was like, I want you to think about what it is that you're telling the doctors you want to do. And I was like, why? And she said, because this is something that you can't turn back from. Once you do this, this is going to follow you around forever, and you are not crazy. You are just stressed out. You need time to relax. She asked if I can go on a vacation somewhere, if I had family that was out of the state that I can go stay with there. I had told her, yes, my dad lives, you know, out of state or whatever. He lives in Washington at the time. You know, I would go visit him. She said she advised that I go do that. She said, do not check yourself into a mental facility. You are not crazy. This is very normal what you're going through. She told me about her kids and what happened with them and how this is a very special time in people's lives where they start to feel this because there's so much of the real world infiltrating their minds that it does a number on them. And this is where a lot of people commit suicide at this age. And I started to think about that. And I was like, yeah, I know a lot of people that have committed suicide around this time in their life here because it got to be so stressful. I can understand why they do it because this energy was too fucking much. I never once thought of killing myself, but I did think again of committing myself or just going somewhere where there was nobody around, like a quiet room and just fucking staying there for the rest of my life. That's how bad it got to be. So I had told her, I said, so what do I do? And she's like, I want you to get up. I want you to get your things and I want you to leave. I want you to tell the doctor that you are feeling fine, that you have second thoughts and that you're just going to go home and relax. She's like, trust me on this. She's like, I'm telling you right now, you do not want to do this. I took that as a sign for whatever fucking reason. I know it's going to sound hokey, maybe a little too woo, but I relaxed after that. I chilled the fuck out and I was like, I feel different. I feel a little bit more calm. I wasn't 100% cured or ready to fucking attack the world or do any of that shit. I just felt more peaceful and I felt like, okay, you can do this. Get your stuff, go back home and chill the fuck out. You're overreacting. So I took her advice. I went back home. I chilled out. This is that time where I told you that I spoke out to my guides and told them that I wanted to disconnect from the witchcraft or the spell work or whatever. And I wanted to focus solely on hearing what they had to say and doing better things, doing good things, doing, you know, helping people out with my advice and stuff like that. They're not being a full-fledged psychic. That didn't come till later on, but just kind of, you know, growing into myself and learning how to utilize my ability or my powers, if you will. So went home, chilled the fuck out. It was a couple of months before I felt, you know, back to my normal self. I did go visit my dad out in Washington State at the time to go hang out with him and do him. I spent about a couple of weeks there, got bored, wanted to come back home. By the time I got back home, I was ready to go. I had started a new job and just got back into control of who I was. Again, when you're having those types of issues or you're going through that, I am not discounting that you have mental issues or trying to make light of mental issues, but really take a step back and ask yourself again, what am I feeling? What is wrong with me? Is this a rational feeling that I should be having? Should I be going through this? Or am I just adding on and adding on more shit to my mental here that's breaking me down? Because a good majority of the time, it's not so much you as it is everything that you're taking on here. And if you take a step back and you get rid of what is out of your control, just the stuff that's out of your control, you'll start to see how some of that stress just falls the fuck off, because there's really nothing you can do about stuff that's out of your fucking control. It's going to happen whether you want it to or not. It's how you react to it and how you go through that process that really tells you who you are and what you're capable of doing here. So again, I don't want to make light of anybody that's going through some bullshit right now, but again, ask yourself, is this really worth the feeling that I'm feeling here? I've been getting a lot of fucking people reaching out with relationship advice, wanting more and more advice when it comes to that. They're asking for insight and guidance on it. So many of it used to be before I would be a little bit more PC when it came to giving that advice here, because I didn't want to hurt people's feelings. But now I'm being more and more upfront, a little bit, not that I was lying before, but I just didn't have the heart to tell people to break up with each other, because I didn't want to be the reason why they broke up there, or that person, and say, well, I rushed into it because this psychic told me to do it. I want you to do what you need to do and what makes you feel good. If this person is dragging you down, or the relationship, here's the number one problem. The relationship is no longer going anywhere. That you have outgrown each other. I want you to fucking realize that. I want you to come to the realization that the relationship isn't working out because you just don't have that interest anymore, and you're holding on to something just for the sake of holding on to it. There is nothing wrong with letting go. What you are doing is you're hindering yourself from your happiness and hindering that person from their happiness. Even though that person may not have any clue as to why you're feeling the way that you're feeling or have any issue with the relationship, the fact that you are no longer feeling it says a lot. Honor that fucking feeling. I'm not telling you should break up right away here, but ask yourself, am I not feeling it because I'm going through a slump right now and I'm just not feeling anything at all? Or have I really outgrown this relationship, outgrown the person? I'm just no longer vibing with that person anymore. If you find yourself in that boat where you're not vibing with that person, do what you need to do. Your happiness is what you are longing for. That is something that you, that's going to change your whole path, change your whole life around. That's going to have you feeling good here. And if you are not feeling a relationship, or you're stuck in something, this could be a job. This could be living with your family. This could be issues like that. Whatever the issue or the case may be, if you find yourself feeling stagnant or just not feeling that relationship anymore, or just not feeling like part of it anymore, get rid of it. Do what you need to do to ensure your fucking happiness. Again, nobody wants to hurt anybody else's feelings, but what matters more to you than yourself? And again, that may sound selfish. It may sound like I'm being a fucking bitch when it comes to it. But again, if you're not fucking happy, why would you fake it? Why would you continue to put yourself into this mess here, or just stick around longer than you need to, overstay your welcome, hinder yourself from your happiness, and hinder this person from potentially meeting somebody that can make them happy, or that is true to who they are and what they're looking for here? Do not be afraid to close doors or to have that talk with somebody and just tell them the truth, that you are no longer feeling them. Again, this could be a job. If you are not happy in your job situation, figure out a way to get yourself out of it. And if you can't figure out something right away, then take your fucking time with it. Nobody is telling you to jump the gun and rush the fucking process. Quit putting time behind your fucking back there and racing against an imaginary clock, because the only thing you're doing is you're causing yourself to stress out, and then you're feeling the burn, you are feeling the anxiety of it all, and this is what you are doing to yourself. No one has the power to control your life other than you. You make the time for yourself. You set that clock. You do what you want to do here. Again, if you can't find something right away, stop. Relax. Figure out a way to get to that position, or find a job that's suited for you. If you need to take additional classes, you need to go back to school, you need to brush up on your resume or your people skills, or just kind of do something a little bit different, take the time that you need to brush up on whatever you need brushing up on. There is no clock behind you. This isn't a fucking race. Your life is just the way that it is. It is your life. Live it at the pace that you want to live it here, but do not add the unnecessary stress to it, or the bullshit that comes along with the overthinking, overanalyzing the situation here. Take your fucking time. So going back to relationships really quick. So when I was talking to these clients about relationships and outgrowing them and doing what they need to do here, again, a lot of times people are just like, you know, I don't know whether or not I want to break up with this person. I love them. And I had told them straight up, you care about them. You very well may love them, but you are not in love with them anymore. You have outgrown them. You are not feeling that way anymore. You are just stifling yourself. What ends up happening after you continue to stifle yourself and you continue to put that top over that boiling fucking pot of water, that shit's going to come flying off. And then comes resentment. Then comes the bullshit where you're lashing out because they're not the person that you want them to be, and you're feeling guilty. You're feeling some type of way inside about how you are towards that person here, and it's eating away at you, that is not a them problem. That is a you problem. Take care of it before it gets to that fucking point. Do not be afraid to have that conversation with them and express why you're no longer feeling that person. Maybe they got too comfortable. Maybe they are more on the, I got this girlfriend, I got this boyfriend here. I'm completely happy. I'm comfortable. I'm in my zone now. And they, it's not that they stop trying, but they get to a point where it becomes routine for them. And if that is not you, switch it up with them. Have that conversation with them. Tell them they fell too much in a routine here and you need more excitement. You need more stimulation. At least give that person the benefit of the doubt or the opportunity to correct themselves before you go overboard and do something that you'll end up regretting. But again, if you cannot stand that person or you feel like you've completely outgrown that person and you just don't have any love for them, you know what you need to do. Don't be dumb. Don't prolong the fucking process here, because again, you're hindering yourself from your happiness and keeping yourself away from somebody that can really, really be the person for you or the life that you want to live. Okay, I'm going to touch on intuition one more time, and I'll probably touch on it again on future episodes, but I just want to go back to what I was talking about, people coming into their intuition, kind of getting in touch with their guides, confirmations, that sort of thing. So many people are, again, reaching out and wanting to know how to make connection with their guides, their angels, their messengers, that sort of thing here. I always tell them, here is the number one thing that ends up happening that doesn't align you with your guides, angels, messengers, again, whatever it is that you choose to call them, is that when things get too real, the person always wants to pull out. It's always the tough shit your guides are wanting you to take care of first that you are not willing to recognize or want to do at this space and time. If you are somebody that has an issue with setting boundaries with people or in a situation that you know is not good for you, but you refuse to get out of it because you've become accustomed to it or you don't want to hurt that person's feelings, then you are not ready to hear what your guides have to say, and they are not going to make any more contact with you until you take care of that problem. So first things first. I know that sounds shitty and it sounds a little bit too rude or too upfront, but it is fucking true. What more are you, when you're asking for insight, you're asking for guidance from your guides, it's not going to necessarily be the way that you want it to be. It never is that way for me. Whenever my guides reach out and they want me to make a change, I mentioned this before, they will give me at least 2 to 3 weeks of leeway before that change comes into fruition. They will warn me, change is coming, start preparing yourself for it. It's going to get a little bumpy. That 2 to 3 weeks is the perfect amount of time for me, because it allows me the opportunity to hunker down and to prepare for what's going on. I tap in psychically to figure out what it is that I can do to make it a little bit smoother, a little bit less bumpier than what it needs to be here. And I own the fact that this is going to be a lesson. This is going to be a fucking change. I have fought and fought over the years growing up being a psychic medium, change. And my guides have never, ever been shy about the fact of throwing my ass out there and taking things away from me to get me to realize that I needed this fucking change. When it comes to, I don't want to say normal people or everyday people, when it comes to people that are not so much in tune with their intuition or their ability, that is a problem, because again, you're looking for this grand sign. You're looking for a neon sign that says, your life is going to be perfect. Here is the man for you. Here is the woman for you. That's not how it works. It's usually shit that you need to get rid of. It's an old way of thinking. It's people in your life. It's a situation that no longer suits you that you need to come to terms with. It's usually a very personal issue. And a lot of times people don't want to make that move because it's too raw, it's too revealing, and it's too honest. What I mean by honest is that people don't really want to take the time to take a good look at who they are or their situation, because it either depresses them, it causes them anxiety here, but that is just the thing that you need to go through to get fucking rid of it. It's like pulling a fucking bandaid off. You know, when it gets stuck to the hair on your arm, you know that motherfucker's gonna hurt when you pull it off, but it has to come off anyway. It can't just stay on there for the rest of your fucking life. Do not be afraid to make the changes that you need to make. You can always pad the changes to make it a little, again, like I said, a little less bumpy, a little more smoother than as rough as it needs to be here. But make no mistake, you have to go through those changes. So when people are asking me for confirmation from their guides, again, take a step back. Take a real good look at what they're telling you to do. If things aren't working out for you, or you're meeting resistance when it comes to people, let's just use a job for an example. If you are meeting resistance at your job, you've reached the glass fucking ceiling. There is nowhere else to go. You are no longer happy there. You're going above and beyond. You're being recognized for your work, but there's nowhere else to go. You know what needs to be done. You need to swim in a bigger fucking tank or a bigger fucking pond. You've outgrown that place there. There's nothing wrong with it. Again, you are growing. You are achieving. You are excelling. Same thing with relationships. If you find yourself being stagnant, you no longer have those feelings for that person, but you don't want to hurt their feelings because you see that they are still in love with you, you're not doing your yourself any fucking justice or that person. You are taking away from their happiness and also your own. Do what you need to do. It doesn't need to be some elaborate fuck you type of speech here. It could be very adult. Of course, that person's going to have hurt feelings, but you are not responsible for how they feel or how they take the fucking news. That you are only responsible for being honest and being upfront about your feelings and where you stand there. How they feel has nothing to do with you. Yes, you can feel bad for hurting their feelings, but you cannot allow it to keep you still. It doesn't fucking work that way. Trust me, because then resentment starts to set in and you become a miserable fucking person. So going back to the confirmation and the signs from your guides here, do the hard work first and then everything else comes easier. I'm telling you right now, take it from somebody that's done this for their whole life here. Again, they usually give me a good leeway of time before that change actually comes into play here. I do all the homework. I do all the feeling that I need to do when it comes to that there. And I make that change. Like this fucking diet and this exercise and getting ready for these pictures, it's fucking grueling. I'm not going to lie, you guys. I had made that, I had put it out there. This is not, I said this before. This is not me giving up, but I did smoke weed. I ended up hanging out with Marissa to watch The Dirt, that Motley Crue documentary on Netflix. I went to her house. Marissa was fucked up on edibles and I was feeling myself. I was like, I'm with my girl. She's going to invite people over. I'm having a good time. I'm safe here. I'm going to fucking spark up. So Jay rolled a fucking joint. We smoked at Marissa's house, got stoned. Feel fucking good. I am okay. That is the only thing that I went back on my word for, but I had made this promise to myself before I said I wasn't going to smoke. I had said, if I decide I want to, I am not going to crucify myself for it. As long as I'm getting everything else done and I'm not overeating, I'm still going to the gym, I'm still dieting here, I can have that luxury here. And I'm not smoking every day like I used to. It's just on the weekends here. But yes, I did start smoking again. I felt like I needed to. I felt like I needed to decompress and unwind. Again, this retrograde was so fucking busy for me. But again, I own that feeling. I am in control of how I feel about it here. I am not disappointed in myself. I had told myself that I was going to smoke it here. Do what works for you. Set these little mini boundaries up with yourself. You don't have to handle it head on right off the fucking bat, but take baby steps towards handling the situation here. Do something about it every day if you can until it's fully out of your life or it's fully resolved here. But most importantly, again, take the fucking action that you need. Do not hope that it's just going to go away. Do not think that, you know, a psychic's going to come in here and make everything better for you. No, you need to honor what it is that you're feeling. You need to pay attention to what your guides are telling you, even the bad shit. I mentioned this on the last episode or a couple episodes before, that reading that I gave that girl where she was bitching and complaining. She wanted a reading. I finally had the opportunity to sit down with her, brought up what was going on here. I immediately tapped into some of the things that she needed to change. She did not want to fucking hear it. She said, no. I want to stop you right there. I don't want to hear any negative. I'm on this positivity kick here. I only want to hear positive things. And I told her, again, I have nothing to tell you because you're deluding yourself here. I'm not trying to take away from your fucking happiness here, but you're going through life with rose-colored glasses here, and the only person that's going to be disappointed is you at the end. So you can do the positivity train all you want here, but if you're being stupid and you're purposely ignoring things that you need to deal with here, you're the idiot at the end of the day here, and I have nothing more to give you. It's not a bad thing. It's not that I'm being a bitch or, you know, trying to bring you down here, but don't be dumb. Don't be on this kick here where you feel like you're invincible and nothing's going to fucking harm you. When people go in with that mentality here, they're always shooting themselves in the foot. They're always setting themselves up for failure. Be practical. Be realistic here. There's nothing wrong with bringing a little bit of practicality into what it is that you're feeling or your vision there. Making sure, because at the end of the day, we still live in the everyday world with everyday fucking people, everyday life issues. We cannot always be so spiritual that we lose sight of everything else around us and we become ignorant to life. I mean, I don't know how else to put that without sounding weird, but it's true. People get on the spiritual kick here and they wanted to. I mean, like, again, I know I'm all over the place here. I'm just so excited to be back on the fucking mic with you guys talking one-on-one. But like, what people always reach out like, Chris, you haven't posted anything. You haven't posted, anything on IG. What's going on with you? First of all, I'm busy. I'm doing all my readings here. I'm preparing for the show. And also too, I want to put this out there. I am not somebody that is going to post inspirational quotes if I'm not fucking feeling it. Every day somebody's posting something spiritual on their fucking IG, on their Twitter, on their Facebook here, that is fine. That is something that they need to remind themselves on a daily basis about. I know what I need to do. I already have that mentality. It's already in my head. It's already mental. If I'm not feeling spiritual or I'm not feeling positive or I'm not feeling inspirational, I'm not going to put shit out there just to put shit out there. there was a couple of times last week where I had gotten everything written. I wrote everything down. I was going to post it up to my IG story, and it got fucking deleted. I don't know what the fuck I did, but I swiped out of it, and I deleted the whole fucking thing. And I was like, okay, maybe I shouldn't have posted that, or maybe it was going to come across weird or whatever. Did it again yesterday. I typed everything out, and I had asked Jay to look at it, and when he handed it back to me, I don't know why I fucking did it, but I swiped out of it and fucking lost it. So it just wasn't the time for me to post anything, but I have no problem posting inspirational quotes here or being positive only when I feel it. I'm not going to put shit out there just to put it out there. I want to put things out there that pertain to what's going on in my life right now, or that I feel like somebody else would need to hear, not just for the sake of putting shit out there on a daily fucking basis. But yeah, that's what I'm feeling. Again, I know I'm all over this episode. I have so much I want to talk about. So many different things are going on here. That event that I'm planning. I have decided to collaborate with a couple other people, and we decided to do something towards the end of this year that is coming into fruition. I wish I could talk more about it, but I want to save that. I don't want people stealing my fucking ideas. Again, I apologize if this episode's all over the place. When it comes to my one-on-ones with you guys here, I want to talk about everything. I want to talk about everything that I'm going through, all the opportunities that are coming into play. I'm having a meeting with somebody probably next week that I've been dying to meet. Well, I met this person a long time ago, maybe a couple years back in passing, but I'm dying to reconnect with this person and read them. So hopefully this person will be on the show and we can talk about her experience. It is a female. Let's see, what else do I got going on? Still searching for Mike, still waiting for him to come into play here. Again, I, as much as I'm talking about being 100% ready, I know that my image is something that I need to get a lock on here. So I'm losing the weight as fast as I can. I'm really, really doing a number on myself to put myself out there. I met with a good friend last week for lunch over at the Whisper Lounge in at the Grove there. And she was talking to me about putting my image out there. And she's kind of like a branding expert. I really admire her and her hustle and her work and what she's doing here. I read her as a normal client a couple years ago, or maybe a year ago, and told her all the skills that she possessed, and I wanted to see her do bigger and better with it here, stop doing things for free for friends here. I had the opportunity to meet with her last week after fucking weeks and weeks of flaking on her because I was so busy. Things would come up into play there where we weren't able to meet. We finally did have the opportunity to meet. We were talking about my image and what she'd like to see me do out there. She's going to kind of do a little bit of management when it comes to me there. So the first 6 rows of your Instagram should have at least 1 picture of you on there. And I was like, God, that is so fucking hard for me to do because you guys know that I hate taking pictures of myself. I'll always use some dumbass fucking filter. I got a lot of compliments off that picture that Rachel O'Brien posted. I mentioned that before. I love that picture of myself. I want to take more like that. But again, it's that ex-boyfriend of mine really fucked my head up when it comes to my image here. I'm really doing a number on myself to really get that person out of my head and that mentality out. I've been dealing with that for years. I mean, I told you guys before, it got to the point where I wouldn't even want to look into a mirror. I hated the way that I looked there. That person really, really brought the worst out of me, really made me question my appearance and what I stood for. And I started to think for a while that people weren't going to take me seriously because I look like a fucking, you know, like a big queer that was only out to suck dick. That was my mentality. I know that's too direct, maybe too raw there, but that's how I was feeling. Now I'm starting to get into the groove of looking at myself in the mirror. So I did promise this friend of mine that I would maybe in the next couple of weeks start having at least 1 picture within the first 6 rows of Instagram there, just to prove a point, just to get more comfortable with myself there. So yeah, I am doing what I need to do on my end to put myself out there and to take myself to the next level when it comes to that here. It is not easy. It is hard as fuck. I understand the struggle, you guys. But again, make no mistake, we gotta make the moves here. We gotta pick ourselves up. We gotta do what's best for us to get us to the next step, the next phase of life here. If I can do it, and again, I'm telling you, I am a creature of habit. I am very routine. You can fucking do it too. Let's fucking do it together. Anybody out there wanting a reading, wanting to figure out what their next step in life is, what they need to get rid of, what boundaries they need to set, feel free to hit me up for a 30-minute reading. If you feel like you need more time, let's go with an hour, but a 30-minute just to start. Let's find out where you're at. Please reach out for a reading at chrismedina.guide. Again, that's chrismedina.guide. Whether it's a 30-minute or an hour-long reading, let's get that shit in. For those of you that want to see what I'm doing, what I'm up to, where I'm going, where I'm eating, who I'm hanging out with, feel free to visit my social media outlets at Psychic Chris M. Again, that's at Psychic Chris M. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Find out out what's going on with me. For those of you that want to submit ideas for the show, want to reach out and just say hi, or want to come on the show for a reading, please do not hesitate to reach out. Send all your ideas, all your suggestions, all your questions to askinyourhead@gmail.com. Again, that's askinyourhead@gmail.com. You guys know I love hearing from you. Please do not be strangers. Please feel free to submit whatever it is that you want. I love all the ideas. You keep my fucking mind fresh. You keep it moving. You keep it evolving. You keep it growing. I love hearing from you guys. So until next time, you guys, I hope it's another solo episode. I'm thinking it's going to be a solo episode. Until next time, this is Chris Medina with In Your Head Podcast saying I love you. Thanks for hanging out, and cannot wait to talk to you guys again.